You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Local politicians, public school representatives, and solar and offshore wind company officials gathered in Avila Beach this week to mark the introduction of federal legislation aimed at encouraging the renewable energy industry on the Central Coast. Area Congressman Salud Carbajal says when running for office, his top priorities were softening the economic blow of the coming closure of the Diablo Canyon power plant, as well as
to make the Central Coast a renewable energy hub, attracting new and successful business with good-paying jobs.
Carbajal is introducing a federal bill that focuses on San Luis Obispo County. It creates new tax credits for renewable energy companies doing business in the county. The legislation is called the Energy Opportunity Zone Act and is designed to grow the renewable energy industry locally. The bill has the support of the Lucia Mar and San Luis Coastal school districts, which stand to lose nearly $13 million in property tax revenue annually when Diablo Canyon closes. It also has the support of Cal Poly. Here's Benjamin Ruttenberg, the director of Cal Poly's Center for Coastal Marine Sciences.
In the end, we know we're going to need more electrical energy, but we need to develop these sources intelligently. Cal Poly and the Center for Coastal Marine Sciences has the expertise in marine biology, oceanography, atmospheric science, economics, computer science, and engineering. We're well positioned to provide the scientific information needed to make decisions in a responsible way.
Carbajal says he hopes the legislation will gain the support of other U.S. lawmakers facing similar circumstances in their districts. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.